best friend at school was a girl called Terry. I really thought she was wonderful, but grown-ups weren't so keen on her. I suppose she was a bit naughty in class, but often she would get the blame, even if it wasn't her fault. We always used to say that it was so unfair that they always picked on her. Looking back, I suppose it was because the staff were perfectly well aware that she was often encouraging the others, even if she tried to avoid being the focus of attention herself.
I had lots of best friends at school, but I remember one called Polly particularly well. She was my best friend when I was 9 or 10. She did far better in class than me and all the other kids, but I think it was because our parents really forced her to do lots of extra schoolwork at home. That made things quite stressful for her, I now realise, and it made it quite hard to be around her at school. Sometimes she'd be really friendly, and at other times she'd snap your head off. You never knew quite what to expect.
Sharon was my best friend all the way through primary school. We lived near each other and spent lots of time at each other's houses. She would always give me a hand with my homework whenever I needed it. I'm not surprised she went on to become a nurse. She was a very caring person. She really did well at school and could easily have become a doctor, but she insisted nurses have more direct contact with patients. The careers teacher at school went to a lot of trouble to try to persuade her to go to medical school.
Sally was my best friend at secondary school, though I'm afraid my parents thought she was a bad influence on me. Doing well at school was certainly not her main priority, and she encouraged me to go out rather than to spend time on my homework. I don't know how she managed to get by without getting into more trouble than she did. People generally liked her because she had a great sense of humour, so perhaps that helped her to get away with more than she would have done otherwise.
Katie and I used to hang around together at school. I was lucky in that I managed to get good marks without making much of an effort, but Katie was, the exact opposite. What she did well at were the things that you don't get marks for, things like sport and drama. She was particularly good at acting and had the leading roles in all the school plays that I can remember. She said her happiest moments were when she was alone on the stage being clapped by an audience. Off stage too, she hated to be ignored and used to dress in a wonderfully eccentric way.
That is the end of part 3.